Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Today, we are chatting with Todd Jacobs from Ridiculous Cleaning. Todd just got started serving the Eastern Shore of Maryland with residential and commercial cleaning. Todd, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Glad to have you. How'd you wander into the cleaning business?
Well, you know, I've actually been in the cleaning business for the last four years, actually. My aunt had a cleaning business, and I would go and help her out. And, you know, it kind of turned into a means to an end, in a sense. Me and a partner, we started a cleaning business. And, you know, ever since then, I've just had a big interest in keeping things tidy.
All right. Beautiful. I like that. So what's going on in your world today, and how can I help?
Well, the thing that is hindering me these days is I don't really have a routine going on. And I feel like I'm all over the place. Like I'm getting clients from here, from there. And, you know, I'd like to create a system to where so I can, you know, meet my goals and generate the profit that I have written down. So, like, I just feel like I'm all over the place, you know?
Okay. First of all, I like that question. Wanting to have a rhythm and a flow has a lot to do with the success, or actually the rhythm and flow that you choose to use is going to have a lot to do with your success or failure as a business owner. And as you're just starting out without a team, it's really important to be able to manage your time, because a lot of people, including myself in my younger years, we aren't able to manage our own time and we can't get everything done that needs to get done. So we figure, well, if we just hire somebody else, that'll fix it. But the problem is, if we can't manage our time effectively, it's really hard for us to manage other people's time. So now when we start building a team, we've just got the meter running with a bunch of people's time that isn't being used effectively, as opposed to just wasting our time. Does that make sense?
Perfect sense.
Yeah, and again, I'm able to articulate that so clearly because I've done it myself. I'm absolutely guilty of that. So I love having a flow that I do, and then when I go out to hire someone for a piece of the job that I'm doing or want done, if I've already done it, I've got a flow, I can hand that flow off to that person in terms of, this is about how your day should go, as opposed to just, well, you know, go get it, Captain. So let's just dive into that. First and foremost, probably the biggest, easiest thing you can do to make your life better, less frustrating, more effective, all that good stuff, is to box your time. And we talk about this, I think, in step one, right off the bat of the clean profit method. No matter what you are thinking out there, Cleaning Nation, you are not good at multitasking. As a matter of fact, there is no such thing as multitasking. It is impossible. You cannot do two things at once. You can very quickly shift your attention between two or three things. So if I'm thinking about Taj and what he's doing right now, that is my attention. If something happens and the dogs bark and I go look at that, maybe I only pay attention to that for 2 or 3 seconds, but that's what I'm paying attention to at that point. I can't be thinking of that and Taj. So when we say we're multitasking, we are not. We are switching where we focus our attention very rapidly, which some of us get really frustrated by, and some of us get less frustrated and don't notice it, and we feel like we're good at multitasking. But again, you are not good at multitasking. I can assure you that. That said, just as difficult as it is to switch from doing one thing to another, when those things are different in scale, it's even more difficult. So if I'm having a high-level conversation with Taj about how to grow a business, and my wife comes in and says, when do we got to pick up Christian today, which is a very simple kind of, you know, question-answer kind of a thing, that takes me out of the space that I was in, right? If I'm coaching some kids at basketball, if I'm doing that and somebody gets hurt, that I'm changing from coaching and looking for skills and trying to improve to, you know, crap, I'm not a medical person. How do I help this kid? So it's really important that not only do we not switch all the time what we're doing, but we kind of stay on the same thing. So when we box time, that's like we bunch all the things that are like together. So what I like to have is a time where I'm going to answer my phone calls, my emails, just all that repetitious, boring crap that needs to get done. I do that all at once, and I do it generally once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Other than that, I do not accept calls or emails or texts, or I don't respond to them. So instead of getting a text or a Facebook message or an email or a phone call or some combination of that every 7 minutes until the day that you die, constantly dividing your time, right? If I'm focusing with you, Taj, I get a phone call. I'm like, oh, hold on. I'm out, right? It might take me 5 minutes to get back to where you and I were mentally. So I really like boxing time, and I'm going to allow me to kind of do the, I don't want to say the boring stuff, but just the rote, I've got to do this. I'm going to box that, right? So, and I'm going to eliminate distractions. So when I am having a high level conversation with Taj or trying to get some real work done, I'm not getting bothered by the phone. And the way I do that is airplane mode. Browsers off, email access off, my phone on airplane mode, so no one can text me or call me. Because again, even if I'm ignoring it, if I get a text, I'm still interrupted, right? And if one of my employees calls and I ignore it and they call three more times, there's no possible way you have my attention, Taj. I'm freaking out, wondering about what the heck my employee wants. But if my phone's on airplane mode, I can be fully in the thing. So does that make sense in terms of we want to box our time and have our high level stuff uninterrupted? And then when we are going to have interruptions, we have them on purpose all at a time, as opposed to trying to switch back and forth between high level thinking and small interruptions?
Right. Absolutely. I hear a lot of people tell me that you can't spread yourself too thin over time. You know, you have to pick a focus point and just attack it.
Yeah, if you want to be successful, it's impossible. The thing we're trying to avoid is getting out of bed, getting to work all day, work, solving problems, putting out fires, feeling like Superman. You get home, your wife or husband's like, hey, how'd your day go? Great. What'd you do? And you're like, I have no clue. I left here 10 and a half hours ago. I worked all day without a break. I have no clue what I did. I can't point to anything I created or did or made because it was just constantly putting out fire. So we have to make sure we box time to say, for this hour, I'm going to do this high-level thing that's actually going to bring value. And again, I understand there has to be some times of answering the phones, dealing with customers, helping employees, answering questions, putting out fires. We just want to put a box around that so it doesn't take over our entire day. We say from 8:30 to 9, I'm going to put out fires, answer emails, deal with customer complaints. From 4:30 to 5, I'm going to do the same thing. But other than that, that's out. And I know people are going to freak out. Oh, my customers need me. My employees need me, blah, 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 blah. As long as that's the case, you will never, ever have a vacation or take a break or grow your company, right? Because when you're dealing with, you know, Mr. Smith's upset problem because you let her cat out or whatever her problem is, no one's running your company. So as long as you have that thing where your customers and or employees can access you 24/7, you will never grow your company. You will never take a vacation. You will never have mental clarity or health because you're going to go nuts. All right. That said, once you box your time, we still have the question of, well, what do I do with that time, right? Once it's boxed and we are not being interrupted, right? When we're doing one thing, we do that one thing, we do it really well. I like to break it into three types of work to make it really easy: in, out, and on. So in your business is the stuff that we've been talking about. I'm answering phone calls. I am dealing with employees. I'm buying supplies. I'm driving. I'm getting the registration on our company work vehicle redone along with the oil change. Just all the BS that has to do with your business that's really not making anyone money but has to be done. Certainly as we start our business before we have teams and can delegate that, we got to do that. So that would be in our business. And that's what most folks spend 90 to 100% of their time doing. The problem is when you're working in your business, nobody's working on it, right? You're the CEO. So if you're making the hamburgers, nobody's running the shop, right? So it's okay to do in work. We can't get that. It takes a while to get that to zero where you've got VAs and other people doing everything that you shouldn't be doing. But when you're starting, we have to do that. So, but we have to box it so it doesn't take over all our day. The second is out. This is super important, especially as a new entrepreneur, because we have the tendency, and I coach folks like this all the time, that they started the business because they wanted to give us time and money freedom, right? We thought, if I start this business, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be able to do what I want with my time and spend time with my kids. And we had this vision of all this time and money freedom. We wake up 2.5 years later, the damn thing's taking control. We are firmly enslaved to this stupid business that we created. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I feel like my wheels are turning just like you're talking.
Yeah. Again, all the entrepreneurs out there are going, man, this guy's speaking my language. Why? Because I've gotten my butt kicked by this for 20 years. So it takes me a while to figure it out. And I want to save you guys having to go through the brain damage I went through. So the key to keeping that at bay, and when you really are working in and on your business, you can focus and be passionate and be in charge, is to have a clear out. And when you're out, it's just like when you're on. There are no cell phone interruptions. We teach our customers and our employees early and often, these are the times you have access to me, and if it's not during that time, you will not hear back. So if I'm having an employee review with Taj, which is an important conversation, I will not have the phone ring, people knock on my door, any interruption, period. Just as important, that's on, right? If I'm having an employee review with Taj, if he's a key employee, that's working on my business. If when someone knocks on the door and asks if, you know, the water guy can, you know, deliver on Tuesdays, that's in, instantly in. So we're not going to have that. The second thing is when I'm at dinner with my wife, I'm not going to have, you know, Mrs. Whoever call because she's pissed that we missed the paperclip at her office, right? Because I need to be out. So when you are on or out of your business, we do not accept calls, emergencies, put out fires. You know what? If something's on fire, call the fire department. I'm not going to put it out, right? Very rarely as a business owner is there something that is emergency. I need to deal with it right now. And you'd be shocked when you stop answering your team. They figure it out, right? If you're Superman, you answer every question they have. You're training them. Don't think for yourself. Call me. Anytime you have any the slightest problem, call me and let me solve it, which makes you feel good because you can solve problems until you have to solve the problems, and that's your life. So in, on, and out. When you're working in it, we talked about that. That's answering phones, just doing the day-to-day that need to be done. Out means that you are with your family, you are relaxing, you are at the gym, you're doing whatever it is that you need to do, but the business cannot access you and you are fully out, right? It doesn't count as out time if you're worrying about thinking about, you know, your business. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And I've had the issues of thinking business 24/7, even while I'm asleep. So
that is, how old are you, Taj?
I'm 32.
Okay. I ask you that because I had that problem from age probably 22 when I bought my first business to right at 30 when, to my shame, my bride left me, my wife, not the one I'm married to now. We've been together 12 years, married for 8. I'm not talking about her. This is 15 years ago because I'm an old man now. But my wife left, and it was really because, I mean, there's lots of reasons, of course, but certainly a big part of it was I was cheating on her with this business, right? I was constantly at the business. And when I wasn't at the business, I was thinking about the business. And what happened is when I lost my family, I realized, damn it, this whole business was for them, right? For my kid and my wife. And if they're out of the picture, I don't care about all this stupid money. So I always tell folks, certainly young guys like you, Taj, please, please, please don't waste the next decade of your life being enslaved to your business. And it's funny, we think it's healthy and what's good for the business. The older I've gotten and the more successful people I've found, I realize it's not successful for, it's not even good for the business, right? Even if you're like, I don't care about my own personal health, anything for the business, which, you know, hopefully you don't. But even if you feel that way, the guy running the company has got to be clear-headed. And if he's obsessed and has no family relationships or any relationships because all he does about this business, he can't effectively lead. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You broke that down perfectly.
Again, I paid a very, very high price for this part of my education, and I would love to share it with you so you don't have to pay a price either, Taj or Cleaning Nation. Okay, the last thing I want to hit, and then we'll do the lightning round and give Taj a chance to share some of his experience, is what to do on the business, right? We've talked about why out is so important and how we have to be fully out. We've talked about why in is acceptable. There's going to be some in, and that's the only time we want to work in it. But we haven't talked about what to do when we work on the business. Generally, our on the business stuff is something you're going to do today and get paid on in the future, if not forever. So when I mentioned if I'm having a employee review with Taj and he's a key employee, well, hopefully Taj is going to be with the business for years and he's going to be making tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars of impact on my business over the next 5 or 10 years or however long we're together. So me pouring into him, investing in helping him grow as a person, as an employee, that's important, right? That's on the business. I'm going to do the work now and my businesses and Taj hopefully are going to benefit for the future. Creating systems is probably my favorite on the business activity, right? As opposed to Taj out there hustling, knocking on doors, cold calling people. We're creating systems. That's what I'm doing right now, right? I'm Taj and I are talking live. But 6 years from now, someone I've never met, and maybe it isn't even in the cleaning business today, is going to hear this podcast and go, oh my gosh, I need Mike's help. I'm going to reach out to him. So that's a system, right? As opposed to me waiting 6 years, finding that guy, calling him, going, hey, give me some money, let me help you. I'm creating a system that's going to attract him and, you know, tens of thousands of other people on their own. So we want that. Systems would be client attraction is a big one. And again, if it's Taj hustling, that's fine until Taj doesn't want to hustle anymore or has to hire employees or do something else. And then who's selling, right? So we want a system that's going to attract clients. And then we want a system that's going to attract employees. Those are the two main systems in the cleaning business that we have. So that would be the on work that we need to do. So the flow that you're going to do is going to be up to you, Taj, and up to you, Cleaning Nation. But the way, the kind of, I don't want to say the rules, but the guidelines I give you to be successful is ideally, and I know this is really tough, but if you could get 20 hours a week of on the business, real focused on the business work. And again, this is uninterrupted, right? You could have 50 hours where you're at the office and you got an interruption and this guy comes in and you're just kind of floating around and you've got a spreadsheet in front of you that you keep meaning to look at. That's not on the business. I'm talking about at a Starbucks, at your home office, if you can be truly uninterrupted, no phones, no internet, no nothing, really intentionally creating systems in your business. If you can do 20 hours of that a week, oh my gosh, you will crush just about every business owner I've coached. That is a massive amount of time. That still leaves, if you want to work a 40-hour week, 20 hours for in the business, fooling around with answering all the questions. And then if you're only working a 40-hour week, that leaves plenty of out of the business time where you can focus on your family and your own mental health. So is that a pretty good... Oh, last thing. You're going to want to make sure that for me, I get caffeinated in the morning and that's when I'm the most clear-headed and do my best work. So I plan my on things in the morning. And then in the evening or afternoon, I'm more into like if I have to do accounting or bookkeeping or stuff that's still work and still takes a little bit of time, but doesn't need my best, right? Certainly the things that need my best, I'm going to do in the morning for me. But Taj might be a night guy, right? He might go, I don't know why, but from after all my kids go to bed or my family goes from 9 to midnight, I crush it. Well, then that's when you're going to do your on the business. And you might say, well, I can't work 24/7. So you might just take a break in the middle of the day from noon to 2 o'clock, right? So you want to make sure that you give your best time to your on and your off, and you're kind of, you know, not at peak, performing your peak to your in the business. Questions, comments, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round, my friend?
No, man, I just like how you delivered the automation. I think technology is pushing everything towards automation, and I think it's very important to create systems, man.
It makes your life so much easier because right now we all have systems for everything. But typically when people come to me for help, their system is Taj does everything. That's my system. When something goes wrong, they call Taj. When a decision needs to be that. So it's not that we don't have systems. We just have systems that get the result that we don't want. So we want to create systems that Taj is on the beach and the company's making money while Taj is, looking lovingly at his, kids playing or whatever it is you want to do. All right, Cleaning Nation, we're going to hit the lightning round. This is brought to you by our coming up live event in just a couple months. I would love to hang out with you. We have so much fun at these things. If you are interested in going through the entire Clean Profit Method together in 3 days in a big fancy mansion, all the information is at growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Go check it out now. Cannot wait to talk to you about it. Let's hit the lightning round. Taj, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh man, I think I heard a guy named Lewis. I think his name is Lewis Pastor. He was talking about like chance and opportunities, and he always talks about. I think he made a quote. It's called "Chance favors only the mind that is prepared." And I'm always trying to get prepared so that I can take the week and just work. Prepare Sunday, work through the week. That's my thing.
That's a deep thought. I like that. I forget how you said it, but chance favors the people that are prepared. And I've absolutely found that, the people that work hard and really prepare seem to get real lucky. The people that are a little lazy and don't take responsibility for their own actions always feel that they're unlucky or, the world's against them. So I love that. Just being prepared because we don't know what's going to happen. Well said, Taj, or Mr. Pesto, or whoever said it. All right, Taj, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? I shared some of mine, and hopefully y'all got some value. What's one of yours, Taj, that we can get some value from?
I think one of my biggest mistakes is, what is one of my biggest mistakes? One of my biggest mistakes is probably... Man, that's a good question. I would say not being open to new. No, you know what? I think one of my biggest mistakes is leaving money on the table and not trying to upsell. Because I have no problem getting clients. I have no problem finding new customers. But the real power that I'm understanding is in repeat business. And I've been leaving a lot of that on the table.
I couldn't agree more. One of the big reasons I focus on owners of cleaning companies, and I think that's such a good niche, is there's a lot of built-in repeat business in terms of it's easy to just have a recurring cleaning deal. So I think that's great. All right, last question. What's your favorite book? I love getting Cleaning Nation to share our favorite books with each other so we can all kind of be on the cutting edge of what's new and good.
Well, I've gotten really deep into the spiritual aspect of life, and I've been reading The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Are you familiar?
I am familiar. I've not read it, but I've heard two or three people I respect, including my new friend Taj, recommend it. So The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. Taj, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Taj's show notes page, links to everything we talked about, the special video I just made for you on how to transform your cleaning company, it's all complimentary, ready for you right now. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.